got the pink tie this morning. It could have been a white suit, so you should be happy. My God is not dead this morning. Your God is not dead this morning. He's not. But death has died. And death needs a eulogy. Death needs some sort of obituary written for death. And that's what we're going to do. Death was born to some pretty horrified parents, Adam and Eve. Babies are supposed to be cute, not death. They hated death. The family hated little death. Romans 5:12, sin came into the world through one man and death through that sin. And so death spread to all men because all sinned. Death got into everything. Death didn't just make little messes. He killed things. Decay clung to little boy death. And they couldn't get rid of death. They tried to get rid of death. His own family tried to get rid of him. They fed him unwillingly, and then sometimes they fed him willingly. They soon discovered little death's talents, however. Animals died. First to cover nakedness, and then to fill their stomachs, and then to cover their sin. Death loved blood as a boy. He loved all that choking, the glazed eyes. It seemed to calm death. But death could never be satisfied. He had the buttings of a serial killer. Abel was one of his first achievements, the first of many, many victories for death. And it was a stroke of evil genius, really. This is when death first knew that he was destined for the big time, not just decaying plants and rocks and worms and grubs and all that slime that hides in dark places. No. He knew that he was headed for the big time because he found out that tears couldn't stop his work. Magic rain dances and spells couldn't stop him. There were no tips for living. No culture could stop death. No voodoo could stop him. He found that he had power. Power. Nothing could stop his work, or so it seemed. Nothing. His masterpieces, his achievements, his trophies, his victories, he called them, his wins. At first, it wasn't fully noticed by others. At first, death wasn't noticed, but he knew that he had the makings of an all-star. Methuselah took a while, but perhaps it was maybe sweeter that way. Nothing could stop death, not even years. Then things started to pick up for little death. In his teenage years, he began to hit his stride. Infants, battles, diseases, hundreds of them. Lung diseases, acute idiopathic polyneuritis. They didn't have a name for it yet. Aneurysms, blastomas, tumors, cancers, diabetes, fibrosarcomas, livers, kidneys, malformations, arguments that turned sour, murders, accidents, falls, dementia. He began to diversify, spread out the operations a bit. Had his hand in everything. No one could stop him. And because they couldn't stop him, they made little teenage death natural. They even coined a term just for death. Death is just a part of life. He liked that one especially. Death did. Like anybody, he loved taking down some really big names. loved it. Zer, Zet, Andyeb, Sermeket, Ka, Egyptian pharaohs and heroes. And the Egyptians paid him so much respect. Death liked that. Not just a headstone. Not just a headstone to show, you know, what person was there. No, they gave him respect. They gave him pyramids to death. Showed him respect. Death liked that. But the truth was is that he had just as much enjoyment choking out an insignificant, nameless, penniless slave as he did a big-time pharaoh. They were all wins, every single one of them. All of them were victories. But the celebrities definitely got Death some very cool attention. Cyrus the Great, Xerxes I, Artaxerxes, Xerxes II, Archelaus, Leonidas. The victories poured in. And many times he would just collect the incoming checks. He really didn't have to do much. He was really happy with that whole Socrates affair with the hemlock. He wasn't even there for that one. But he claimed the body and he claimed the victory. He got them all. He got the enemy's greatest heroes too. He got Abraham and Isaac. He got Moses and Joshua, David, Solomon, Jeremiah. All the great leaders got them. Took them all, claimed them, mine, mine. I'll take that one too, that one too, that one too, mine. All the dynasties, the Qin dynasty, the Lu Song dynasty, the Han dynasties, mine, mine. I'd be glad to take them. Victories, all of them. A perfect record, victory after victory. Who can say that about their job? A perfect record on my job, not one accident. Not one loss, not one. All victories. The Lazarus incident shook him up a bit, though. But he collected Lazarus again. Put him down for a W. He had to be sure and double check on Lazarus. Had to be careful. Even though he had those thousands of years of experience, he was going to double check on Lazarus the second time. He got him. W. It scared him, though, shook him up. He had heard a lot about the Jesus fellow. He'd seen way tougher men, though, than this Jesus fellow. Men who'd built palaces, bridges, armies, kingdoms, dynasties, harems. He'd seen tougher men than this Jesus fellow. And Jesus would bleed just like the rest of them. He would bleed. And he did bleed. And death double-checked this guy, Jesus. Spear right through the side. Double-checked him. And the spear went in and the lung fluid spilled out. That's kind of like champagne for death. Yep. He's dead. He's mine. W. Proper decay and decomposition doesn't happen until after 3 days. And so death was making the necessary arrangements. He was getting the paper signed for total ownership of a recent W. When suddenly he was struck dead. Death died because the grave could not hold the man, the God-man, Jesus. Death didn't even see it coming, though. The second Adam, the superior Adam, Jesus, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through him because of that one man's trespass. But much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through that one man, Jesus Christ. Everyone attached to this God-man, Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, will be raised into new life. And so, if posthumous awards can be given to dead individuals, then we must posthumously strip death of his achievements. They are not yours. You don't own them. You have no rights. Your name is not on them. Gravestones have become his little markers. You look at a graveyard, and they're like chiclets spread across the grass. And right now, we're going to strip death of them. And they're saying they're not headstones to nothingness. You know what they are? They're those little miniature signs you put in gardens to know what you planted. That's what they are now. Paul tells us this. So did Jesus. Men, women, like seeds. Seeds. Let's strip death today. Let's strip death of all of his trophies, all of his achievements. Death, we're taking Abraham from you. He's not yours. He will rise again on the last day. Death, we're taking Moses from you, not yours. Death, David is no longer in your trophy case. We're taking him. Death, we're posthumously stripping Lazarus's W from you. Death, we are vacating millions of wins. Death, you cannot have my friend Bryant Lavender, who went head-on into a logging truck at age 19. Not yours. Death, you can't have my dad. You can't have my grandmother. You can't, and they can't have your grandmother, and he can't have your grandfather, and he can't have your uncle, and he can't have your kids. Death, Chase Thompson, not yours. Death, Warren Brown does not go into your trophy case. Death, where are your victories now? Where are they? Where are your victories? They have been posthumously stripped of you. You have no victories. There is someone stronger than you. Where sin increased, producing death, grace abounded more. Grace abounded more. Death, are you scared of death? Fear, it's coming. Grace abounds more. Jesus is stronger. Jesus is greater. My God is not dead. And he has strangled death. I love it that my Jesus strangled death. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? My Jesus is risen. My God is alive. My Redeemer lives. Death, you couldn't keep him down. Death, you are dead to me. My God is not dead, and I will live in him, through him, because of only him. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, you have, through your power, risen your Son. And Jesus, you are risen and you have all victory. Oh God, oh my God, you have not forsaken us. Would you just take all the praise we can muster on this good day of celebration at your work at your power, at your strangling of death, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Riverwood Presbyterian Church podcast. Please visit us on the web at riverwoodchurch.org.